hoping that everybody is celebrating the folks in Turkey and figuring out how to go about doing something like that now here. I hear there's some folks in San Francisco trying. I think we have to link our movements globally. I think we have to begin thinking bigger. We have the tools, and we're going to be talking about that today. This is Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. I am the Raven. Today is June 9th, 2013. Before we begin, let's give thanks again to our courageous brothers and sisters in Turkey, risking their lives and their limbs to begin to live as free humans. Our debt to you can only be repaid in that same incalculable currency. Today we'll be talking about the irrationality of class. How's about that for a switch? The irrationality of class and how this irrationality is manifested in the market. Hopefully thereby demystifying economy so that we can start seeing reality. See that behind the con, market forces, power hides, and suggest that if we can see this, we can develop the certainty that we can and must move ending the class system to the forefront of our activism. And we'll be suggesting that only by power driving down the cost of producing food, i.e. ensuring that hands are subject to extremely harsh discipline, can power coerce, by means of this debasement, the subsidization of everything else. And we'll note how the Kuznets hypothesis, as presented in the James Galbraith book we've been discussing in recent shows, about how the labor market gets structured to reward some, punish others, to, in essence, create winners and losers, while it may fit some of the facts while ignoring others, errs in its interpretation. And that to say that under a hierarchical ordering of the world there must be winners and losers isn't saying much. So we'll be elaborating on a point made last week that Kuznets sculpted a theory to fit the facts he could see, but that his argument was itself faulty. When hierarchy squeezes us and we react to it, this does indeed produce a movement, a pattern academics may leap upon and create, as creativity is endless, an entire language filled with abstract concepts to explain this pattern. And these abstract concepts then become the actors, after which it does indeed seem that the grand theory thus imagined into being has successfully converted the study of us, we of flesh and blood, our movement, into a science, just as Bentham wanted. But what Kuznets didn't see accurately was the squeezing. He sees our movement, the earth-given demand in us to be free, our reaction to hierarchy, and attempts to capture it in abstracts, after which it becomes sectors reacting, us as a collectivity abstracted from reality, and our longing is transformed by the magic of the inventive mind into science and used to divide us. A perfect storm of confusion, because it fits and it behaves predictably. And a bonus, we, our true power, gets disappeared in the process. But most significantly, while our, we the people's, force is dissolved into abstract concepts, the machinations of the philosopher statesmen are consciously by them kept hidden. What Kuznets failed to recognize was the reality of force, power, sculpting a reality that its academics would seize upon and treat as natural, quote unquote, providing cover for power to hide in. For example, Galbraith tells us that for economists, the convention is to treat nation-state as the unit of analysis, as if the global economy doesn't exist, as if Polanyi, Hopkins, and Wallerstein had never written. Now, why does he suppose that is? How does he explain it? This is a quote from James Galbraith's Inequality and Instability, page 166, quote, "In an integrated economy, The forces that operate on unemployment rates may extend over many horizons, from the near neighborhood to the entire world. This is just plain common sense. But it is neglected common sense, and the literature on unemployment in Europe ignores it, concentrating without reflection on national characteristics and national unemployment rates, unquote. Now, we can either choose to believe that consistent and repeated obliviousness is mere accident, or consider that it's planned. The irrationality of this is dismissed by the discipline, economics. So power can stay hidden. Economics pretends that it exists to facilitate efficient management of all those resources that we need to live, so that overall, and looking long, the people can benefit. But its blatant and determined short-sightedness and blindness, always missing the obvious and getting things wrong, all falls into place when you see that economy is a con.